In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdal. It is Tuesday, the 24th of May. Great, as always, to have you with us, everybody. Two numbers with which to begin today. Number one is $89.67. Number two is $100.19. Interestingly enough, both of them up about 0.8% from where they started the day. Yes, we are talking stock prices, ExxonMobil and Chevron in that order, and I mention them because holders of those two companies' shares will be gathering for their annual meetings tomorrow, at which they will be considering resolutions obliging company management to disclose the risk that the companies face in the face of climate change. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim gets us going.
Take a close look at your retirement investments. Chances are, part of your portfolio includes shares in oil and gas companies. That's because for a long time, oil has been a pretty safe bet. But as the world takes steps to reduce carbon emissions to mitigate climate change, renewable energy will take more of a role.
That's where the growth is. And that means that the sort of old fossil fuel infrastructure becomes, at some point, sort of abandoned and not valuable anymore.
Cynthia McHale directs the insurance program at Ceres. Her company put out a study today that shows the nation's top insurance companies have about $500 billion invested in fossil fuels.
They should be asking and pushing companies like Exxon and Chevron that they have a financial stake in around how are they managing given this clean energy transition that the world is undertaking.
That push is behind shareholders' votes, like the one Exxon is facing. Alan Jeffers is a spokesman for Exxon. He says it's already releasing this kind of info. And he says the future's bright for fossil fuels.
Despite people's wishes and aspirations to reduce the amount of carbon-based fuels, there's just no viable alternatives that are out there. The technology's not ready for them on a scale that the world needs.
He says, among other things, the developing world's need for energy keeps Exxon a safe bet in projections through 2040. But Dan Sperling at UC Davis says oil companies need to realize the future looks different.
In any scenario you look at, the growth in oil consumption will slow down, if not decline.
Sperling says the companies themselves will look different. More diversified products and fewer operations in rich countries, more in developing ones. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.